If we could walk along the Sea of Galilee with Jesus and ask him how to be a good man, Jesus would smile and say, "Follow me." Jesus is the blueprint for men. His life and teachings reveal the principles of true manhood. The Assyrians are coming. These words were enough to send chills down the spine of any ancient king. The Assyrian armies were brutal, sadistic, and unstoppable. They were the first armies to use iron in their weapons and armor. Their chariots were legendary. Their elite engineers could tunnel under defenses, fill moats, and build ramps and ladders to scale thick walls. But their most powerful weapon was psychological. The Assyrians knew the power of terror. If you go to the Louvre or the British Museum today, you can see the atrocities of the Assyrians carved into stone. After they defeated an army and demolished the walls, they would unleash unspeakable cruelty. Their tortures were so dark and twisted, they don't deserve to be repeated today. Thousands of survivors were marched off and sold as cheap slaves. Fields and orchards were burned and ruined. Cities and walls were turned to rubble. The Assyrians turned a proud city into a smoking, bloody heap of ruins. They invaded with thousands of highly trained, well-equipped, extremely motivated, specialized troops. They were the villains of the ancient world, the nightmares of kings, the bad guys of the Bible. It was the Assyrians who were responsible for the complete destruction and disappearance of the northern country of Israel. They also invaded Judah multiple times, leveled many of its cities, and almost conquered Jerusalem. If any ancient nation was completely controlled by satanic forces, it was the kingdom of Assyria. Something had to be done. God decided it was finally time to conquer Assyria. In Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, the Lord says, "My thoughts are not like yours. Your ways are not like mine. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." So when God decided to conquer Assyria, he sent Jonah to take them down. In an age where invading armies sent thousands of soldiers with tons of equipment, God sent one unarmed man. Instead of conquering the city with ramps and ladders, with chariots and swords, with torture and violence, God gave Jonah a simple sermon. "You've got 40 days. And then you'll be destroyed." Now that may seem a little harsh to you and me. It might feel like some bullying. It may seem like a veiled threat. "Obey or I'll kill you." But that's not what's going on here. God is speaking the language of the Assyrians. He knew this tough language was the only possible way to reach them. This is a desperate attempt to wake them up and get them off their self-destructive path. And then something amazing happens. The people listen. The monsters turn into men. Hard hearts melt. Even the king tears his clothes, pours ashes on his head, and humbles himself. In 3 days, God does what would have taken an army years to accomplish. He overthrew Nineveh. The city no longer belonged to darkness. It was now a part of the kingdom of light. It chose a new God and a new life. When Jesus was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you." He also said, "Don't judge, or you too will be judged." When the Jews heard that, they were thinking, "What? Love the Romans? This guy's crazy. Love tax collectors? Who does that?" When you hear Jesus say that, what do you think? "What? Love Joe Biden and the Democrats? Donald Trump and the Republicans? He's crazy. Love the anti-vaxxers? Love the people pushing their vaccine mandates on me? Who does that?" Well, Jesus does. He ate with tax collectors and healed a centurion's servant. He forgave the soldiers who tortured him on the cross. If John 3:16 is right, then Jesus died for Joe Biden and Donald Trump. He came to vaccinate us from sin and selfishness. You see, we're more like Jonah than we want to admit. If God had called Jonah to preach in Jerusalem, he probably would have gone. If he'd called Jonah to preach in Egypt, he might have obeyed. But God called Jonah to preach to the very people who had destroyed his nation, who had probably killed his relatives, the people he hated most in the world. And Jonah couldn't do it. "You're asking too much, God," he said. And then he bought a ticket, because he thought he could run away from God and from his destiny. But God saw Jonah, not as he was, but as he could be. Jonah thought, "I can't do this, God. I'm not brave enough, I'm not strong enough, and sure, I'm not good enough. I'm just not enough." So Jonah believed the lie about himself and ran away. He fell asleep. He tried to die. And God sent the storm, and the big fish, and the second chance. And then Jonah took that chance and did the impossible. He single-handedly conquered the city. Jonah looked at himself and saw a coward. God looked at him and saw a conqueror. Jonah looked at Nineveh and saw a lost cause. God looked at the very same city and saw souls worth saving. What do you see when you look in the mirror? Whatever you see, I guarantee you're not seeing what God sees. God looked at a sweaty shepherd and saw a king. He looked at a bruised prostitute and saw his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. He looked at a cranky fisherman and saw St. Peter. God looked at a greedy tax collector and saw Matthew, a best-selling author of Grace. God looked at a demon-possessed woman and saw Mary, his bravest follower. And when God looks at you, he sees a masterpiece, a conqueror, a beloved child of God. God's ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Jesus said, "Everything is possible for him who believes." So what will God do in your life? Who knows? But think about what he did in Nineveh, about what he did in Jonah, and believe that he will do something great in you too. God bless. Thanks for listening to the Blueprint for Men podcast. We harvest what we plant, and when we plant the example of Jesus in our lives, we will harvest a character like his. Why not be bold today and share this podcast with someone? It could be just the thing they need. Remember, Jesus wasn't a man of convenience. He was a man of courage. Let's follow his blueprint for men.